Possible across-the-board budget cuts set to take effect on March 1st could mean fewer government food safety inspections and higher prices for meat at the grocery store. And National Cattle and Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Colin Woodall said that sequestration would have a real impact on cattlemen and women.
We are extremely concerned about that because by law you have to have an inspector in a beef processing plant in order for it to run. If we do not have the inspectors, then the beef processing plants shut down. We have an immediate stoppage to our industry, and all of a sudden we have the entire beef chain, all segments, losing money. In fact, we also make the argument that we have some sectors that are losing money right now. Because of this statement by the secretary, we have seen live cattle marketing futures or live cattle futures get hit the past couple of days, and we think some of that is probably attributed to the secretary's comments, which unfortunately mean we have people that are losing money now, and that will just be complicated and exacerbated when we have the sequestration cut put in place.
If this goes into effect at the end of the month, then Department of Agriculture inspectors could be furloughed for up to 15 days, meaning meatpacking plants would have to temporarily shut down, and Woodall said that would be an unfortunate situation.
We think that there are a lot of non-essential cuts that could be made at USDA to cover whatever budget restrictions are going to be required. We feel that meat inspection is an essential function and component of USDA and should be maintained. And the reason why is if they stop any inspection whatsoever, then these plants stop. And as soon as a plant stops, that means we are no longer providing beef to the consumer, and we have a complete stoppage of the flow of cattle all the way back down to the producer level. That is going to cost this industry tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars if they go through with this.
And thus, NCBA is encouraging cattle producers to contact their two senators and member of Congress and tell them they have to engage with USDA to ensure that this essential service is not cut with sequestration. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.